This is the new hype show.
1-2-1-2-1-2. Welcome to the new hype show. It's your boy C Biz, aka Biz. I'm back. I'm black. Thank you for joining me, y'all. What's up? I really didn't want to record this episode tonight. I'm gonna be honest with you. Just because I knew what I had to talk about and I didn't feel like, but you know what though? Let me get out of that, because he's not in that place. Rest in peace to Earl Simmons, aka DMX. We love you. Definitely gonna miss the fuck out of you, your energy and your light. But I wanna say this. I don't think that DMX missed anything. He lived a full life. Although 50 is pretty young, DMX lived a full life. He touched a lot of fucking people, man. A lot of people. A lot of stories are dropping now, and video footage of him helping out, you know, just regular people and hanging with them and telling them stories and, you know, lift them up. It's crazy. DMX, we, man, listen, man. Yo, we're going to mourn. Of course, we're going to mourn because we're selfish. We want him here in the physical, but God had bigger plans for this guy. And honestly, he was better than us. He was better than Earth. He wasn't scared to bare his soul. He wasn't scared to show us his human side. He just wasn't scared. He really was anointed. Some people have it and some people just, you know, he had it. Great fucking dude. Yeah, but I really didn't want to start the show out like that, man. I was contemplating. I'm like, should I even? I'm like, fuck yeah, I got to record. I owe it to my listeners. Fuck that. This is what I do. Thank y'all for supporting me. But yeah, for real, man, yo, moment of silence for Earl Simmons. Yeah, 1-2-1-2. I'm back. I'm black. Yeah, man. My last episode, man, I was praying that my man was going to still be here, man. But you know what? He's with all of us, because energy don't die, man. For real, for real. Energy don't die. But right now, I'm getting my album together. My album is done. Just working on these. I'm actually releasing a single, believe it or not. It's called The Crack Era. But it's an audio book and I'm putting out a single. You know what I mean? Nobody never did no shit like that. This is what I'm doing. I'm treating it as a rap album. Make sure y'all go get Doreen's Favorite June 1st. It's a lot of work to do when you're independent, you know, because you're putting it out as a rap album. So you got to push it that way. You got to hit all the media outlets. You got to promote. You got to do this. You got to do that. It's a lot. But I've been in the record industry for years. I know it can be very taxing. So, and plus right now, it's just, this is the best time. You know what I'm saying? It's the best time. We have all these media platforms, all these streaming outlets. It's the best fucking time. I need to slow down. I'm already thinking about new tracks for my second album, because I will do a second album, because this one, I'm putting it in the air. This one is definitely, is going to fucking take off like a motherfucker. I don't know where it's going to land, but it's definitely going to take the fuck off. I promise y'all it will. Oh, Kid Cudi, you're wildin'. Fuck all that shit, man. I told y'all niggas, I ain't with that shit, man. I don't care how y'all niggas try to dress it, how y'all, no pun intended. I don't care how y'all try to serve it to me. I'm not wearing a dress. I get it. It was a tribute to Kurt Cobain, but if you look at it, Kurt Cobain never wore a dress like that. I seen niggas, oh, but Virgil designed it. I don't give a fuck who designed it. I don't give a fuck if it's, yeah, this is what I be talking about, man. What happened to men? One of the last real dudes just died. DMX, man. X would have had something funny to say about this shit. This is where we are. Real men are dying out. We're dying. The last real men from our generation, we dying, man. So this new crop that's coming in, hey, y'all got to deal with what y'all, you know, this is what y'all want. The women are now savages. The women are the new, women are the new men. This is where the fuck we are. I'm not saying wear Tim's and shit make you a man. No, it doesn't. No. It doesn't. But y'all sure making it hard to decipher who's who in these streets today. This is why people want to talk about we live in a genderless society. No, the fuck we don't. It's men and it's women. That's what the fuck it is. Cut that shit the fuck out. It's men and it's women, period. Period. X and Y. That's it. Period. Point blank. Period. If you got an issue with what I said, address me. We'll have a discourse on the show. I appreciate it. Fuck is y'all niggas talking about? Genderless. Fuck it. What are you talking about? I seen some people saying some neck shit on the internet, but I'm not going to go there. You know, I'm not going to disrespect that man. He never disrespected me, but I ain't with it. I never thought Martin, Mama Payne was funny. I never thought Wanda. I never thought Shanae. I never thought none of that shit was funny. When I was a kid, I never laughed at it. A man in a dress never made me laugh. Big Mama's House, Madea, I never got into none of that shit. Never did. It just never resonated with me. Even when niggas put their little wigs on the internet, trying to act like a woman with the lipstick and the blonde, if it's funny to other people, fine. I'm not saying that you can't have your preference, but me, none of that shit made me laugh. Never, ever. And it never will. It's just not funny to me. I mean, it is what it is. Let me say this. There's no such thing as a fucking coincidence. No such thing as a goddamn coincidence, right? So, George Floyd's girlfriend was Dante Wright's teacher. Dante Wright, rest in peace to that young man. He was shot by that bitch white cop in Minnesota. There's no such thing as a fucking coincidence. I'm telling you. All of this shit is part of a bigger plan. And I'm hearing recently, well, for those that don't know, an unarmed black man was shot recently in Minnesota again. It's becoming so normal, it's just rolling off my tongue like that again, right? I'm hearing now she's actually going to be charged with manslaughter. I don't know how factual it is, but this is the word on the internet streets. Those kids are turning up again, as they should. Let them fucking kids turn up. And I recently saw a video of a cop in Virginia pulling over a military man. And matter of fact, I'm gonna let y'all hear this exchange. I want you guys to be the judge of this.
The initial call for a felony traffic stop immediately turned tense with officers pulling their weapons.
Put your hands out the window!
A Windsor police officer says in his report he spotted a vehicle with dark tinted windows and no license plate displayed that was eluding police. Though a lawsuit says a paper license plate was visible in the rear window of the new car.
How many occupants are in the vehicle?
It's only myself. Why are your weapons drawn? What's going on?
The two officers demanding U.S. Army Lieutenant Karin Nazario exit the SUV as the officers' body cameras and Nazario's cell phone were all rolling.
What's going on?
Get out the car now!
Nazario, who is black and Latino and was wearing his military uniform, asks repeatedly why he's being detained.
I'm serving this country and this is how I'm treated?
One of the responding officers appears to make a reference to the electric chair, according to the lawsuit.
What's going on? You're fixing to ride the lightning, son.
And then this exchange.
I'm honestly afraid to get out. Can I?
Yeah, you should be. Get out. Back up.
Whoa, Officer Joe Gutierrez then pepper sprays Nazario in the face.
Hold on. That's f***ed up.
Overnight in a statement, the town acknowledged the unfortunate events. Officer Gutierrez has since been terminated by the Windsor police. Now a civil suit alleging a violation of constitutional rights.
My client wants to prevent those two officers from doing it to anyone else.
Nazario admits in his complaint that he didn't immediately pull over, driving nearly 2 minutes with his hazard lights on so he could stop at a well-lit gas station. In a report, one of the responding officers writes, the driver was actively resisting. When I attempted to unlock and open the driver's door, the driver assaulted myself by striking my hand away.
So when Kaepernick was kneeling, you guys knew what the fucking issue was and you made it seem like, oh, he wasn't respecting the troops. Really? So we have a cop clearly not respecting the troops. By the way, that officer lost his job. Let's applaud that shit. He lost his fucking job. America, start taking away these officers' pensions, their retirement, all of that shit from them. Or let them pay with their fucking pensions. Then we're going to see. You're not fucking criminalizing them. This is why they're going to keep doing what the fuck they want to do to us. Criminalize these motherfuckers. Fire them. Make them pay. Or, you know what? I got one better. Make the police stations pay. Watch how fast these motherfuckers get fixed up real quick. Because the city is paying their tab. And guess who's paying the city's tab? The fucking citizens with their taxes. So we're paying for these bodies they're dropping. Listen to what I just said. We are paying for these bodies the cops are dropping. They know this. This is why they do what the fuck they want. That dirty, rotten pig was fired. I'm okay with that. But I also want him to lose his pension. I want him to lose his benefits. Military in this country get treated like crap. Only to get treated by crap by the police officers who are trained to protect them when they come back to this country. Military in this country should be guaranteed health care for the rest of their life, housing, and a stipend. You fought in this country to help keep us free. You deserve everything. You don't deserve to be at the side of a road with a fucking sign. That's disrespect. The veterans in this country are disrespected, and I don't like it. I never fought in a war, but I respect anyone who can go out and leave their family and fight for a country, especially a country that doesn't give a fuck about them. Especially for a black man or a person of color that chooses to fight for this country who doesn't give a fuck about them. I commend you to go get your fucking head blown off, to come back home, to be homeless, to be treated like shit, and to be fucking pepper sprayed by a police officer. This is regular black life. Welcome. It's a damn shame. Chauvin is being prosecuted right now. And it's ironic that these crimes are taking place in Minnesota. No such thing as a coincidence, man. Everything is happening right on time when it's supposed to. Everything's all part of a schedule. I told you I was born at night, but not last night. Pay attention. Everything is right there for you. Pay attention. Everything is right there for you. Time reveals everything, man. Pay attention. It's funny that it's not even fun. It's funny in the sense of just look at the fucking right on time. Just the scheduling is just perfect. Sometimes you just at a loss of words. This bitch, she went to Taser and pulls out her gun. I know the difference between a Glock and a fucking Taser. I held both. It's a big difference. But to my knowledge, if I'm a police officer and I'm right-handed, my Glock is on my right and my Taser is on my left, correct? If that's procedure, I'm assuming. No, not assuming. I know that's procedure. So I intended to shoot because she wasn't the first officer that did that. A bunch of other police officers have done that throughout the years, have shot innocent citizens while reaching for their Taser, which is supposed to be on the opposite hand. I want to say what I want to say as far as what I want to do, but we know in America we have freedom of speech, but you still have to watch what you say. So I'm going to watch what I say, because whatever comes out of your mouth, you have to defend it, because the words that could possibly come out of my mouth could start something major. Because it's fucked up what they're doing to us. And we just have to lay back. But I'm going to say this before I get out of here. This is an extra short show today. I'm going to say this. Throughout the years, throughout history, that white man, when he wants change, he sheds blood. Listen to what I'm saying. Throughout the years, that white man, when he wants change, he ravages, he pillages, and he sheds blood. They only respect blood. Take care of yourself out here. Be safe. And always remember, even when you comply, they shoot, right? We put our hands up, they shoot. We lay down, they shoot. Put our hands on the wheel, they shoot. Our black skin is that powerful. It scares them. Be careful, my brothers and my sisters, because they shooting women too. They have no couth.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.